much for joining us. This is your host, Iram Saeed, with the Global Tel Summit series From Heartache to Joy and Bliss Up Now. I am so grateful that you guys are here today. I apologize that we had to cancel the call on Monday because I traveled back to Pakistan and I was so jet lagged that the call was still 2 hours away and I could not keep my eyes open. So I'm very sorry. I apologize to Pam as well. It was, I just could not keep my eyes open and I could not speak straight. So I don't think I would have been a very good interviewer that day. And I didn't want to miss this exciting call. I wanted to be present. I wanted to be able to interview Pam in a way that we could really get the best of this information, because our topic today with, of course, our returning guest speaker, Pam Ousley, is the Aura Colors Practitioner Certification Online Course with the Aura Expert, Pam Ousley. Now, why am I excited? Because I actually took the course. I have had a reading with Pam about my Aura Colors, and it was so, not only was it fun, it is so deeply informative. You get so much information, not just about who you are, what makes you tick, what are your challenges, what are your strengths, what kind of friendships, relationships are you going to have, what to watch out for, what kind of people do you best get along with, what kind of careers to choose. I mean, there is a wealth of information if you get to read and understand the Aura Colors. And as Pam is going to tell us today, Pam, of course, is one of those people who can see auras, so she can actually see it. But you don't have to be a seer in order to actually read auras and know what people's aura colors are and how to be a practitioner of this. So very, very exciting, great information that Pam is going to be sharing today. Discover what your aura colors reveal about your personality, your life purpose, and more. Discover how your aura colors affect your relationships, your compatibility with other people, your needs and priorities, and more. Learn what to do to keep your aura color personality happy, healthy, and balanced. Find out which careers will be most fulfilling for you. Discover how your aura colors define success, how they relate to money, and your best skills to create success and money. Learn how to discover what your aura colors are, and discover how knowing the aura colors personalities can help you better understand and help others. A little bit about our special guest speaker. Pam Ousley is a consultant, a best-selling author, professional psychic, intuitive, medium, and aura expert. She has appeared on ABC, CBS, NBC, The View, The Ricky Lake Show, Coast to Coast with George Noory, Hallmark's Home and Family, Gaia with Lisa Gar, and hundreds of other television and radio shows. She has also been featured in many national magazines. She has spoken at the TEDx Talks, the International Forum on New Science, Fortune 500 companies, and many seminars for professionals in the psychology, education, health fields, and more. She has written 5 successful and popular books, Life Colors, Love Colors, Make Your Dreams Come True, and her latest books, Infinite You and The Truth According to John. She was awarded the Holistic Transformational Leader of the Year Award by the Global Association of Holistic Psychotherapy and Coaching. She has a very extensive clientele, including many celebrities. She also had the #1 show for 11 years at a popular Santa Barbara radio station, which also broadcasts internationally via the internet. So we are so excited to have you back with us, Pam. Welcome, my dear.
Hey, it's great to speak with you again. I'm glad you're feeling better. I totally understand jet lag, believe me.
I know you've been traveling internationally too. Sometimes it's not so bad, and sometimes it just, boy, it kicks you in the butt. No telling. So,
yep.
All right. It's so wonderful to have you back with us, Pam. I you know, there are a few speakers that, you know, just appeal to my heart the way you do, and you are so talented. There is such a wealth of knowledge that you can share, and I know today you're only focusing on this one subject, but that's not the only subject that you're limited to, but very excited to talk about aura colors and how they can really bring a lot of meaning and fulfillment into a person's life. So let's jump right in. What is an aura? What does it look like to you?
First of all, an aura is an energy field. Excuse me. It's an energy field. They call it an electromagnetic field that radiates off of everything, especially living matter, especially human bodies. And they've been measuring it with electronic equipment. They've been taking pictures of it with Carillion photography. And I explain to people that even if you think you can't see them yet and you don't have to see them, we've all felt them. That's why you can meet somebody for the first time and feel really at ease and comfortable and you're fine standing around them. And other people, you don't even want to be in the same room with. There's just something about their energy that you're feeling. So the aura is an energy field that radiates off of you. The way I see them and other people, I've met a lot of people that see the same thing that I do. And occasionally I meet somebody who sees something differently. They want to explain to people that doesn't mean somebody's wrong and somebody else is right. It means we're having a different experience, just like we taste food differently. So anyway, the way I see the aura is different layers of bands that radiate out from the body, like an eggshell out or just bands. And the one or two colors of bands that are the closest to the body are the life colors, or the main two colors that we're going to be talking about today. The outer bands in the aura, lots of different ones, those change all the time depending on what's going on with the person at the time. So, for example, if somebody's angry, they start having red in the outer bands of their aura. Once they're not angry anymore, that goes away. That's completely different than the red life color that may be the closest band to the person's body.
Interesting. That is really interesting. Now, I can understand how the aura colors reveal a person's personality, but you also talk about life purpose, and that was very interesting to me. So can you talk a little bit about that, please? How these, you know, first of all, What do aura colors reveal about a person, and then how does that affect the life purpose?
Okay, great. Well, first of all, and I know your audience is way more advanced, so I'm just going to be very real in this conversation. What I've discovered is that, or realized, is that a person's life color reveals their personality, their life purpose, the reason they're on the planet, the theme of their life, what relationships are going to be like for them, who's going to be compatible, just like what you described, what their needs are based on those colors, their careers are going to be fulfilled in. So basically, and this is going to sound strange to some people, but what I've realized is that before you came to this planet, you had a basic plan. You had an idea of what type of person you wanted to be, what you wanted to experience, who you wanted to be. And you left clues behind, specifically in your aura colors. I mean, I believe you've left clues behind in your astrology, your numerology, your iridology, palmistry, all those things, in case you got to the planet, and this is easy to do, and forgot why you came. So if you go to your aura colors, they reveal, they remind you of that plan. They don't run you. I tell people your aura colors don't control you. They reveal what you have chosen to do in this lifetime. So, and I can I'll explain the categories and what those different colors are like. And so the benefit in understanding your aura colors is so that you can be happy and fulfilled and live the purpose that you came here. There are so many people out there in careers and relationships and lifestyles where they feel unfulfilled, they feel frustrated, they feel empty, they could even feel depressed, and it's because they're not living their true colors. Once they understand their aura colors and what that says about them, reminds them who they are, it gives them permission to be who they are. It validates what they probably felt ever since they were young, and they may have been suppressed because parents or authority figures or society says you can't be that way, you're supposed to be like this. I see that so often. And so once people get validated, they come alive. It's like, oh, my gosh, that's what I've always felt about myself. And so not only does it give them permission to be who they are, it helps us understand other people. So So instead of running around going, well, why can't you be more like me? We can go, oh, you're a lavender, or you're a blue. Oh, no wonder you're like that. And then we can honor who they are. We can speak their language. We can understand their priorities. And so then we get along with each other because we understand everybody else's life purpose, their personality, how they are, what's important to them, and how they speak and what they, you know, how their purpose is here, so we can validate and understand and appreciate and even support each other. That's especially important to therapists and counselors and coaches and healers and parents and in relationships. Once you understand what these other people are like, it's easier to get along with them.
Wow. This is like almost getting a psychology degree without needing to study psychology. You can just understand people by looking at their aura colors or, you know, knowing what
right.
their colors are. That's so
interesting. And even in psychology, even not one size fits all. What you do, how you talk to or how you want to be with a yellow does not work for a blue. It doesn't work for a violet. It doesn't work for a tan. Every single one of those personality types has what works for them to stay happy and fulfilled, and it doesn't always work for the other aura colors. So it's not a one size fits all like sometimes what you find in psychology. And I'm not putting down psychology at all. This is an additional tool that helps them speak that person's language.
That is amazing. And I know, Pam, you have a very, very vast clientele. You work with thousands and thousands of people. I'm assuming from what you're talking about that one of the primary ways that this can be very helpful is, you know, of course, in understanding one's own self, but beyond that, in relationships, right? What have you found? What kind of effect do aura colors have on relationships?
Oh, it's huge with all relationships. But for example, love relationships, I'm going to give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. I apologize. I'm kind of fighting something right now. I'm not sure.
No, it's okay. No problem.
I've been traveling so much. Anyway, for example, if someone with a yellow aura, and most people, I want to explain, most people have two life colors. I've occasionally met people since I've been doing this for 37 years. Occasionally I see someone with just one life color, but that's very rare. Usually people have two main colors. And the reason they've got two colors is either one to keep a balance with their colors, because some of the colors can be very opposite, or to add some extra benefit or juice or power or compassion to one of their other aura colors. So if a person has one of their colors as a yellow, yellows, for example, are big kids at heart. They're playful. They're creative. If they had their way, honestly, they wouldn't be working at all. Unless they were, there are three categories that yellows usually get involved in careers. They're usually either creative people, so they're artists, designers, musicians, you know, just something fun or creative, because yellows are fun, or they're really shy. They can be very shy and introverted, but usually they have a sense of humor, they're playful, they're very childlike and playful and happy beings. Yellows came here to bring joy to the planet and or to help it heal, help people heal. So I see them in the creative fields, or I see them in the healing fields. They're physical therapists, they're energy workers, they're massage people, they're you know, anything that helps other people heal, veterinarians, for example. Or I see them get involved in the physical fields. So they're yoga instructors, or they're athletes, or they're gardeners, or house builders. They're much more physical. They connect with nature a lot. But yellows are usually very easygoing, and they're not as driven. Now, remember, most people have two colors. So if some of your listeners are relating to the yellow, you're probably a yellow blue, or a yellow violet, or a yellow tan, or a yellow green. So there's another side to you.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, if a yellow marries someone who has a green aura, greens are the type A workaholic, driven, make money, learn things. They're typically the CEOs, big corporations, or they get into sales, real estate, or housing, or gems, or cars. They're salespeople, they're CEOs, they're business people. They are workaholics. Now, violets can be very similar because they're very driven to do something. But if you can understand a green married to a, you know, an easygoing, fun, playful, and greens take life very seriously, they're typically A-type personalities. So can you imagine if those two are married and the yellows out there go, let's go to the park, let's go play, let's go fly a kite, let's go do something fun, let's go to the beach. And the green's like, what are you talking about? We've got things to get done. We need to make money. You're being a flake. Because yellows don't usually care that much about money. So once they understand each other, if they don't, the green is probably going to be very hard on the yellow, because yellows get accused a lot of, when are you going to grow up? When are you going to get a real job? Yellows don't want real jobs. Mm-hmm. They want something that's fun or that they enjoy. So if they're married, there's going to be a lot of tension, and that can actually make the yellows sick, because yellows are pleasers. Mm-hmm. And if they feel like they're not pleasing their partner, we got a lot of problems. And yellows, as much as they're pleasers, they're also rebellious. So if you tell a yellow what to do, they kind of want to do the opposite. It's just like, you can't control me. Stop pushing me. They want to make people happy but not be forced into things. Now, however, if the green and yellow understand each other, then the yellow can do creative projects or healing projects, and the green can do the business part of it. They can do the sales for the creative project, or they can put together the healer's business, their practice, and run the business and manage it, manage the office and do the bookkeeping and do the finances, so the yellow can do what they're happy with. So once they understand each other, they can work together. But you can see there could be some problems there if they don't. That's just one example. I see 14 different aura colors. And it also helps if a person, can you imagine if a person's yellow and green?
Okay,
they've got
goodness.
Those two colors. Or what kind of inner conflict they can have.
Yeah.
Or another example is a yellow-violet. Since you're violet with a little bit of yellow, violets are the visionaries on the planet, the charismatic leaders, global humanitarians. They want to make a difference on the planet, where greens are more about business. Violets get involved in either the arts of the media, so they're performers, writers, actors, musicians, dancers. They either get involved because they need to reach the masses. They need to make a huge impact on people on this planet. Or they get involved in teaching, psychology, ministry, spiritual teachers. Or they get involved in causes so that they can globally make a difference with humanity. They need to help humanity. They want to help the transformation here. Or they can get involved in politics and law. Now, violets, ever since they were little, they had a vision. They felt ever since that they were little that they were here to do something big. And a lot of violets question themselves because they can get accused of being unrealistic dreamers. Violets come from the third eye. They see things. They sense things. They're more intuitive. They're more psychic. They can read people. And so most people don't understand a violet. You see how fast I'm talking with you? Because violet, tans do this. You're the opposite of a tan. Tans go, they're very logical. Tans, very logical, analytical, practical. I see them becoming engineers, computer programmers. They do step one, step two, step three, very factual, detail-oriented. Violets go, 150, come on, there's big projects to do. There's big mission here. I've got a big mission. I've got to accomplish it. And so people don't understand violets. They're like, well, how are you going to do that? That's too big. You can't save the planet. You can't make a difference with the masses. And so you can imagine if somebody is violet and yellow like you are. Now, you're really violet, okay? You have a lot of violet. Mm-hmm. But if somebody's half and half, violet's like, I have a big mission, a big, you know, I've got something big. I have a big vision. I need to be global. I need to help the masses. And the yellow's back there going, wait, is that going to be a lot of hard work? I don't want to work that hard. I want to have fun. I want to play. I want to have a life. I want to go in nature. I want to have some time alone. And the violet's like, come on, you're being lazy. You're being flaky. Because yellows can procrastinate. And yellows procrastinate out of fear. And so you can imagine if somebody's got those two colors within them, but there's ways that each of the colors, what they need to do to stay in power, or what I use in power and out of power, like staying healthy and living their purpose, as opposed to out of power, which is the negative or the downside of each of those colors. Like yellows, out of power, get flaky, irresponsible, they procrastinate, they can get into addictions, they don't want to work that hard. You know, or they can get yellows don't always know what they want to be when they grow up. That's a big problem for yellows. Where violets, mm-hmm. violets out of power. And so there's things that yellows need to do to stay balanced and healthy so that they can accomplish their dream here, their life purpose. Violets in power
wow.
are dynamic, visionary, driven, accomplish things like they're inspirational, visionaries. They inspire, they educate, and they empower people. When violets are out of power, they don't trust their vision. They get scattered. They get overwhelmed. There's too many things they want to do. So then they don't know which way to go next. Or violets out of power mm-hmm. can get frustrated, impatient, dictatorial, bossy, frustrated with humanity because they think everyone should see what they see. So violets out of power, mm-hmm. and out of power, meaning the negative side, when they're not balanced, they can become narcissistic, self-important, but mostly they get frustrated and judgmental about humanity or other people. So, but there's mm-hmm. things that violets need to do so that they don't become that, so that they stay balanced, healthy, empowered, so that they can live their mission here. So if someone's a yellow violet, they need to do both of the things to keep their yellow side happy and their violet side happy. Does that all make sense?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Absolutely. I was hanging on to every word. It's so fascinating. So fascinating. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, this kind of information, especially, and I'm going to get into that question in a minute because this is our offer today, the certification course, which is so exciting. I can see how in every field of life, this has application, right? Knowing and understanding aura colors and what their strengths are, what are their challenges, how to deal with a personality like that. I mean, this is emotional intelligence 101. This has so much application and use, right, Pam? I mean, in every field, a therapist, a life coach, an energy healer, everywhere you can use this information.
Yeah, once you understand your patient or your client, it's like you're getting it's almost like you're cheating because you're getting more information about them without having to go through, you know, the exploring. It's like, tell me about yourself. How does that feel? It just reveals mm-hmm. so much about them, even parents and partners in relationships, but especially teachers, coaches, therapists, healers. Wow, to understand what somebody is, and we'll get into how they're going to know that. It's like you mm-hmm. get, it's like, you know, when people came to me for readings, or I can do this over the phone, I did, you know, over the phone, on my radio show, on TV shows, people tell me that it's like they got 5 years of therapy in 1 hour, because it just got right to the heart of, yeah, what their struggles were. And it's like, oh my gosh, no wonder I've been depressed, or no wonder I've gotten into addictions. Now I totally understand, because people didn't know I was a crystal or a lavender or an indigo, you know?
Well, and knowing, Pam, that when somebody is getting this aura color reading, like when I got my reading with you, what the sense I got, which is so important to me, was this person can see me. This person really understands who I am. Pam can really see me, right? It's so important. It's so important to be seen by another person. And then to be told, okay, there's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing broken. This is who you are. And some of the things that are out of balance are because of this, this, and this. And here's what you can do to correct it. It's like what you said. It's not 5 hours. It's more like 5 years of therapy in 1 hour. It's so cool. Because I know, you know, in the past, I had felt so alone, so different, because just like what you said, as a child, I used to always have these big dreams. So I was called that, you know, dreamer, her head is always in the clouds. And yes, it was. But now I know that's not something bad. That's just who I am. And because I can keep my head in the clouds, a lot of times I get to see things that perhaps other people don't, and I'm able to see them beforehand. So it's really about understanding yourself and loving and accepting the gifts that you bring with that.
And the reason most people do have struggles, whether it's health, and in my experience, 99% of health issues are based on mental emotional issues. So mm-hmm. most of people's issues, psychological, spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, it's because just what you said, they haven't felt seen. They haven't felt understood. They felt that there's something wrong with them. Or even as children, you know, they might have been abused or whatever, which, oh my gosh, there's typically, this is weird, but the number one aura color, the top two aura colors that get abused as children are violets and yellows. Okay, because violets are visionaries. They see things and they're natural therapists, so they have answers. But you violets came to the planet to help humanity. So it's often that violets choose to be born into dysfunctional situations mm-hmm. so they can feel the pain here, so they understand where people
oppression.
Come from. And then, yes, and then when they heal themselves, they're the most valuable. They understand other people's pain, so then people trust them because they know they've been there. They can see them. So understanding what, you know, when people feel seen, heard, understood, they feel safe with a therapist or a coach or a teacher or a healer. And then it's much easier to reach them to help them feel safe enough to heal.
Mm. This, I think, is such an important course for mothers to take, for sure, so that they understand themselves and then they understand their children too. I guess I said mothers, but, you know, being a single mom, I only think there's always one parent, but I meant parents. It's an important course for parents to take so that, you know, they can understand their children, and instead of making the child feel like there's something wrong with the child, actually celebrate the differences between the children and maybe even between the parents. And that way you can really benefit from each other's gifts. How fantastic. I want to make a quick question. I have more questions for you, Pam. I want to make a quick announcement for our listeners. I know many of you are sending your questions in the webcast. So please read my aura colors. Please tell me what my colors are. So you will get a chance for a quick reading, very quick readings with Pam, because she can read you very, very quickly. Remember, you have to be on the phone. So call in and then press star 2 so that you can be placed in the queue. We're going to start taking questions very quickly. But before that, I want to just ask a couple more questions. That, all right, so you did kind of touch on this, that this understanding your aura colors or other people's aura colors can help you understand which careers are best for them. It can help you in health, happiness, fulfillment, relationships, and all those wonderful, beautiful things. Now, you are born, you know, you have the ability to see aura colors. What about people that can't see aura colors? You have a way that you teach that you can still learn about other people's aura colors, right?
Well, first of all, we're all born with this ability. We are so much more advanced, so much more advanced. We have way more capabilities, and this is just one of them. I didn't start seeing auras until 37 years ago. I developed the ability to see them. I didn't see them from childhood. I just started seeing them 37 years ago. So I do show people how they can learn to see them, but I want people to know, they don't have to see them to understand somebody. In the course especially, first of all, there's a free quiz. So I want people to know they can go take the free quiz on my website and get what their two colors are. Now, I want people to know that when they take the quiz, they need to answer honestly who they feel they are deep down inside, not what they've been trained to do, not based on their career, not based on what their parents told them they should be, or where they've gotten trapped into, who they really believe they are inside. That's going to reveal their two life colors. And then once people understand the colors, that's why I created this course, is once it's so easy to identify people once you understand what the different personalities are like. For example, watch this. You see how fast I'm talking? That's a violet. 150. Okay, I got it. Or a green. Green, so 1, 2, 10. Let's go. Tans, you'll know you've got a tan on your hands because they talk very detailed. They tell every detail of the story. Again, they're typically in detail work, engineers, computers, factual things. If they start doing that and they're very conservative with their money, and they talk about what their language is, they talk about how they think. Blues are very emotional. They cry they can watch commercials and tear up. Their main purpose is blues, like to be in relationship and love and helping people. They're teachers, counselors, nurses, they're nurturers, they're caregivers, but they're very emotional and they're very spiritual. So when, and I'm just giving you a minute version of what these colors are like.
Mm-hmm.
Once you understand the languages, I mean, how reds are, how oranges are, once you get that, first of all, you can have them take the quiz if you're really unsure. But this course is so easy to start learning, even their hobbies and how they talk and what's important to them and their careers. It's so easy after a while to identify. My brother, who's a tan engineer, and he doesn't even believe in this stuff, mm-hmm. he absolutely knows people's aura colors now because he goes, oh, I know it's that person. They're green because they did this, 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 and he's right. So he learned how to do it uh-huh. just with the logic behind it.
That is so cool. So I want to go ahead and this is going to be so much fun. We can take some callers and if you can do some quick readings, and then we can, you know, you can let them know if they have a particular question, but we may or may not have time for those questions. So let's see how this goes. Pam, can you pick a number for me between 1 and 20, please?
Mm-hmm, 12. And I want people to know that when they're on the call, what I need from them so I can tune into them is first name is helpful, but if they don't want to say their first name, they can make one up. And then I need their natural hair color and their eye color. And if they've colored their hair, that's helpful to know too. Or if they have gray hair now, what was it when they were younger? It helps me zoom into them and connect with them like almost like a radio frequency.
Okay, cool. All right, so number 12 is area code 559. So you're unmuted now. If you are comfortable, please say your first name. 559.
Rosalie.
Rosalie, okay. And Rosalie, what is your eye color?
Blue.
Blue and
hair.
Natural hair color.
And hair.
Blonde.
Rosalie, okay, I got you. Rosalie, first of all, that's funny because you and I were born with the same aura colors. You're blue and yellow. You got a lot of yellow in your aura, sweetie. Oh my gosh, doing this quickly, you understand this is challenging. You were born blue-yellow, so yellows, by the way, and you got this, sweetie. Boy, have you been misunderstood and kind of outcast today, but we yellows are basically big, you know, kids at heart, but we're also rebellious. We don't like being told what to do. And blues, it's usually, especially when we're younger, it's all about relationships and wanting to be in love and wanting to be understood. Yellows like their freedom. So a lot of times we blue yellows can pick the wrong guys. Okay. And remember I
That's
said
for
yellows
sure.
are, well, yeah, I know, I've got that. We blues, we just want to have partners. Yellows want to have fun. So we want, blues want someone
right.
who's loyal, who loves us, who's there for us. Yellows, we pick wounded guys a lot, okay, because they're either alcoholics or whatever. Remember I told you yellows are the most addictive, well, I didn't say this out loud, but yellows are the most addictive personalities on the planet, sweetie, so you really got to watch out for that. And we yellows don't like being
okay.
told what to do, but watch out for the cigarettes and the alcohol. And the whatever, and remember I told you yellows, if we had our way, we wouldn't be working that hard. We just want to have fun
right.
and freedom and not really have to work. Does that make sense to you?
Right. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yep. Yeah.
Awesome.
And
awesome.
By the way, and really quickly, yellows are not big about working. So a lot of times we'll go from different job to job to job or, you know, just whatever. Career stuff with you, man, sweetie, you've had a rough time with that. I don't feel like you've been real fulfilled with that. It's just basically jobs to make money. And you haven't been real happy with that. You know that, right?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah, because you know what? Because you haven't been understood in this lifetime, sweetie. You've been kind of given we blues can sell ourselves short. We let people walk all over us. You've gotten more yellow, so your yellow's a little bit more rebellious. But I still get you haven't figured out what to do with all that stuff. Oh, man, we could talk for hours, and I'd still have stuff to say to you.
Yeah, I got a lot going on right now. So, yeah.
Awesome. Well,
yep.
Thank you, Rosalie. Hopefully that was helpful. And
when we talk, stay tuned when we talk about the course and figure out how that information can really help you and impact your life. All right, let's pick another number.
Erin, before you go to another caller, I want to be helpful to your listeners. So let me do this real quick. Remember I said each color has a different way of staying in power? There's three.
Yes.
Yellows need this. Yellows need this to stay happy and healthy. Number one, they need to connect with nature. Yellows need to spend time out with nature or hang out with the dog. They got to be with nature. That's healing for them. That's where they get their information. Yellows need to stay away from negative addictions. Good luck saying that to a yellow. And yellows need to exercise. They need to go for a walk or they need to work out. And blues don't like to exercise, so there's a challenge there. So nature, spending time in nature, staying away from negative addictions, exercising, and also keeping a sense of humor. Yellows need to laugh. If they can keep a sense of humor, they can survive anything. Then they won't get depressed, okay, or feel lost.
Awesome.
Blues.
Great.
Blues,
is that helpful, Rosalie?
Yes, it's very helpful, yes.
And listen, blues need to connect with their spiritual side. Blues need to connect with spirituality. They need to connect with God or angels or guides or the other side. They've got to, because otherwise we blues can get depressed, because that's the number one priority for blues besides love is spirituality. So please spend time connecting and asking for help on the other side. But then you've got to listen to that guidance, sweetie. Remember I told you yellows procrastinate. Yellows don't like being told what to do. But listening to your spiritual guides and your soul is a major key for you to get you through all this, okay? Because you got blue, yellows are awesome. That's like that's
awesome.
The angels
beautiful.
On the planet.
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right. Much love, Rosalie. You're so welcome, dear. Much love to you. And let's pick another caller now. Another number, please.
Number three. And I want, I'd rather spend a little bit more time with each person so they can see.
Yes, you can.
Other listeners can
see.
Yeah, so other listeners can get value
can
out of hearing it. Okay, good.
Absolutely. It's your call, my dear. So 650 area code. 650, you are on. Your first
Hello.
Name, please.
It's
Hi.
Kathy.
Hi.
Hi, Kathy. So your eye color and your natural hair color, please.
My eye color is like a light brown with green on the outside, and my hair is dark brown.
Kathy, you're violet and yellow. Awesome. Violet, yellows. Violets are natural, like, you know, humanitarians and caretakers. And, you know, you guys typically either get put in positions of authority. But, again, violets are natural therapists. You guys end up listening to other people's problems or wanting to solve problems, because violets are good problem solvers. They see things. And you see how I'm talking fast with you again, Kathy, because you're a violet. 150, you see this. You got great energy, sweetie. And then that yellow. Yellow's fun. You want people to be happy, you know, please them, whatever. You are very competent. You've got a kind soul. Yellows are nice people. They want everyone to be happy and healthy. Violets get things done. And I really get you get things done. Oh, Kathy, you're really good at what you know how to do already, but I'll give you a clue about what happens with violets. Violets ultimately end up outgrowing things. You guys can do careers or jobs. And typically, violets want to do their own projects. They want to, you know, be more independent. You guys can be employees and, you know, run the office or be therapists or help people, whatever. But violets end up outgrowing things, and they get a little restless. And either they want to go travel, because violets love to travel. You've got some blue in your aura, so that shows me you've got home or relationship or kids or whatever. You've added the blue, though. Blues are very home, family, mother, wife, you know, be at home. But violets always feel like there's something more they should be doing. They want freedom. They want to be able to travel. They want to do projects that make a difference. They're humanitarians. Does that make sense to you? Because you definitely have that, Kathy.
Oh, you're spot on everything, and I'm a fast talker, too, like you.
You're a what?
A fast talker like you, yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, that's a violet. The reason I talk fast is because I've got violets on the call. So violets is like 150. Let's
yeah, and I'm a violet yellow, just like you.
Yeah,
Pam
so is
was
she.
Talking fast for me as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I have to, because violets, otherwise violets get bored. Kathy, you're one of those people that you're better if you just get it done by yourself. You're good with people,
yeah, oh,
but right, you get more done when you're on your own.
Yeah, you got that right.
Yeah. You understand that side of you that could get restless and you're ready to do like, okay, what else can I do? What else can I do? And then I hear your yellow going, okay, well, this is good. I'm doing this. I'm fine. This is good. But I can feel that little restlessness in there that's going to want to do because new things and explore more and have more freedom and do other projects, because violets always need to do projects.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've never
always
been one still ever.
Yeah, well, it's going to be tricky for you because yellows ultimately want to retire someday and just go have fun and freedom. And violets can't really retire. They've always got to do something. They've always got to do projects. So later on, that's going to come up for you.
I'm in that place right now, you know.
Yeah,
not,
I can.
That.
Yep.
Okay, that's
yep.
Perfect.
Well,
that's
dream big. Violets need to dream big. You want the balance of having fun and freedom, and violets need to keep exploring, learning, doing new things, and doing new projects. Violets always have to expand the boundaries. They've always got to be doing something new. So the most important thing for violets, Irem, is violets have to have
mm-hmm.
alone time. They have to have meditation time where they can connect their third eye, their inner vision, with their heart and soul and higher realms, whether it's their higher self or source. They've got to have time alone. Otherwise, you guys just get busy, 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 and you can get really scattered, and then you feel like something's missing. Number one priority for violet to stay healthy and balanced is meditation, alone time. And for a yellow, they have a hard time sitting still, so going out in nature is good, going for walks or listening to music in the background or chanting something. Yellows have to have movement in order to be able to meditate. Okay, they can't sit still. So does that make sense to you, Kathy?
I'm confused. You have to have movement in order to meditate?
Yellows do. Yellows, violets need meditation. They need alone time. But yellows have a hard time being quiet. So they fidget or their minds go da 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 da.
That's me.
So
yeah.
So what works for a violet, for a yellow violet to have to be able to connect and meditate is either getting outside in nature and going for walks or being out by a moving water or, you know, something that's moving, because yellows need movement in order to be quiet. So getting out and going into nature or having something in the background like chanting or music or nature sounds, that's the only thing that'll calm a yellow down. Typically, and parents know this, if you want to calm your yellow down as the yellow child, because they fidget, they're active, they're blah, 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 ADD, they're all over the place, is you put them in the car and you go someplace and start moving. As soon as they're in the car, they'll quiet down.
Yep. What about dancing? I dance, and
yes.
I kind of relax
it's
meditative for me.
See, that's movement or art.
Yeah.
I mean, if a yellow's writing or drawing or dancing or doing yoga, but yellows have to move or there has to be movement around them for them to connect. Violets do need to connect, though. So a yellow violet, that's their best form, something that involves some
beautiful
movement.
So much. That's awesome.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome.
Yeah.
That was fun. Yeah. I love
Kathy,
it.
You're ready
that
for
is
change.
So cool.
Kathy's ready for shift.
Kathy's ready.
So listen to that inner voice. I know she's off. Listen to that inner voice and ask what it is. And don't be afraid to dream big or even multiple things like travel and going to other cultures, other countries. Whatever it is, dream big and go for it. Otherwise, you're not going to be happy.
Wow. So I want to go ahead and actually talk about the offer now, because I'm not sure if we pick the next person, if they end up being, because I know there are a lot of violets in my audience. There are a lot of violets.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to go ahead and talk about your offer, because there's so much information that, and I want to tell our listeners that the reading that Pam gave, because when she gave me a reading, it was, and Pam doesn't do readings anymore, by the way, if you guys are wondering, but that was a huge favor, that with the fast speed that she talks, and it was so much information that came through, And yet, when you take this course, that doesn't even scratch the surface, you know, because there's so much information in this course. So let's go ahead and look at the offer, which is orderjoy2020.com/aura22, or you all have been provided a link in the email and also on the webcast. This is the Aura Colors Practitioner Certification Online Course with, of course, the one and only expert on aura colors, Pam Osley. And right now, you guys can see the timer on the page. You have $100 off. This is a really special price that Pam gave for us, and then we have $100 off of that. So make sure that you take advantage of this, because remember, you can use the certification if this is going to help you in your practice, whether you're a healer, a coach, in any kind of practice, you can use the certification, and you can use this in your life in so many different ways, in your family life, in your work life, and with your friends, so many different ways that you can use it. All right. My dear Pam, over to you. If you can just go over what the course has and how you've got it set up, it would be fantastic. Do you have the link, or do you need me to go over each item?
No, I can tell you this, that the course is so thorough. I discuss, there's video, audio, and written, and I go into depth into every single one of the 14 aura colors so that people can really, even if it's just in your personal life or your own benefit, but it's very thorough, and I want people to know there's a refund, full refund policy. If you start watching it, listening to it, you're learning about it, and you don't like it, within 10 days, you just get your money back. So there's really no risk. I just, when you said I don't do readings anymore, yes, I have been seeing 6 to 8 clients a day since 1984, and it was time for me to go to a new level. So that's why I've created all these courses, is to help people do this without me. You guys are all intelligent. You all have the ability to do this. It's easy. It's fun. And I want everyone to do it, which is why I'm offering it for such a discount for you guys, because it's not that expensive in the first place. So to give you $100 mm-hmm. off is like, that's like a third of it, I think, or something.
Wow,
so,
yeah.
So what else? Yeah. So I discussed in depth how you can identify people and how you can help them with their careers, their language, what's going to make them healthy, whether it's your kids or your clients. I discuss everything. It's incredibly thorough in there.
Yes. I see 20 modules that are listed, actually 21 modules, and you get a bonus, 2 bonus sessions in there. So it is very, very comprehensive, very detailed, a lot of fun. And once you have it, it's yours. You can go back, refer to it. And if you have any questions, guys, you can send them on the webcast. I'll address them with Pam. It is pretty self-explanatory. You can find out your own, you know, what is your life purpose? Are you on track? What are some of the ways that maybe you are, you know, disempowered right now? What can you do to fix that? Just like the information that Pam shared with our callers, you know, walking in nature for certain colors is important. And what to stay away from and how to get back in balance, and also relationships. I know a lot of people want to mend relationships with their loved ones, with their spouses. This is, you know, this will help you to understand not just your own aura color, but your loved one, and how to, you know, treat them, how to connect with them again, how to communicate in a way that is going to get your message heard. That is very important, what kind of language to use with them. So very, very comprehensive course, very helpful. I personally think everybody should have this information. This is, like I said, this is Emotional Intelligence 101. All right, we have a comment from Art. Oh, my God, this is huge info. As an abused child, widely dysfunctional family dynamics, all I ever wanted was to make others feel safe and healthy. And I do it too. That is very sweet. Thank you for sharing that. Martine said, thank you, Iram and Pam, for this offering.
What is the next step? Well, the next step is right there on the page. Just click on the button, take advantage of the offer, and you will be able to save $100 if it's done within the next 48 hours. So starting today, I think 48 hours means Friday. Yes, Friday, because it's Wednesday night here. So Friday is if you buy it with, you know, by Friday, you get $100 off. All right, we can't read your colors on the webcast, so you have to be on the phone for that. And if you have any questions regarding the offer, I am happy to address that. So I don't see any questions coming in right now. I can ask you some more questions, Pam, before we let you go, because we still have a little bit more time. Do you want to share? Do you have any interesting story to share with us, Pam, about your clients, how the knowing the aura colors helped them? I know you have so many. Does something jump to mind?
Well, you know what? Well, first of all, let me explain this. The 14 different aura colors, I've categorized them into three different families. There are the physical colors, mm-hmm. and those are the people that predominantly process life through their physical bodies. Those are reds, oranges, magentas, and yellows. Then there are the mental colors, and those are the personalities, the people that process life predominantly through their logic and intellect. Those are four different types mm-hmm. of tans and greens. And then there are the spiritual emotional families. So those are the colors that the people that process predominantly through their intuition, their emotions, their inner vision. Those are blues, violets, indigos, crystals, and lavenders, so that people know who they are. In the course also, I discuss red overlays. And people are not born with red overlays. That is something, rarely, sometimes they get that it happens in womb, but that somebody who was either physically, mentally, or emotionally abandoned, rejected, abused, and they added red into their aura as a protection, because red's a very strong and dense color, very grounding. So they added it for protection, which was very wise, especially as a child. It probably helped keep them alive. However, if they still have that red overlay, not a red life color, that's different, red overlay, if they still have that in their adult life, it causes problems. It either causes a lot of anger or it creates self-sabotage, and it can be actually life-threatening. So I teach people in there how to remove, how to release a red overlay. And for those of you that are coaches and counselors and healers, understanding that somebody has a red overlay and the tools on how to help them release it is really important, because so John Lennon had a red overlay. You see what John Lennon of the Beatles, if people don't know who he is, you might have a younger audience here. He had a red overlay. You see what happened to him. Steve Jobs, who created Apple, he had a red overlay. You see what happened to him. So a red overlay, you don't need the protection. Now, once you feel safe, once you see how to let go of it, and a therapist, a coach, whatever can help, then your life can flourish. You're not trapped. It can turn into a barrier, a cage, a trap, a protective layer, but it screws up your life, is basically. So that's in the course, too. So one of the main stories that I've learned is, especially people that work with people with red overlays, first of all, second, and they release them. Oh, my gosh, it changes their lives to be free. People, once they release that red overlay, they explain they feel free for the first time. They're happy. They get healthy, because it can be life-threatening, especially if people have yellow in their aura, because yellows, it's more about their physical body. So one of the biggest impacts I've seen is when parents or therapists understand they either have a yellow on their hands and what they need, or an indigo. Sorry, I apologize. Hold on.
That's okay.
Let me get a quick sip of water here, okay?
No problem. No problem. Take your time. We want you to be hydrated.
Yay. In the course, I don't talk this fast in the course, because not everybody listening is a violet, but I talk fast enough not to bore greens and violets. But when parents especially understood that they had a yellow child, because yellows are the number one color that gets diagnosed with ADD or ADHD. And then the worst thing that you do is put a yellow on drugs because that's usually how they want to manage it. Now, managing it at first, okay, but then the yellow feels like something's wrong with them. And then they end up, you know, they're the most addictive personality on the planet. So what you want to do for a yellow is get them exercising, send them out in nature. That's why coaches used to have the kids run the track, or parent, you know, people is like, okay, kid, you're fidgety, you're abusing, get out there, you're trying to be the class clown, get out there and run the track. Smart move. Yellows need to exercise, they need to move, they don't sit still that long. So anyway, so I explain that in the course. I do explain about children in the course too, you know. Also, it's helpful for people to understand about indigos. Indigo children have shown up in mass on this planet now, and they are the number one aura color that's being diagnosed as autistic. And they're not autistic, they're indigos. Indigos are a very unusual color. Michael Jackson was indigo. They tend to be very unusual. They tend to be, it's not about male, female, gay, straight, black, white. They're here to do soul to soul. And so they can appear very androgynous, and they're highly psychic. They're highly spiritual, and a lot of them won't talk until they're way older unless they've got something to say. And you can't control an indigo with punishment or guilt or rewards. They've got a very unique, different personality. So understanding how to communicate with an indigo and what they're here to do, and the whole LGBT, I don't know all the letters anymore, that's all indigo energy. We're moving from a violet age into this indigo age. And so that's why all the LGBT information is emerging right now. That's all indigo energy. I'm not saying they're all indigos, but it's the indigo consciousness that's on the planet. So even understanding the different eras, like the blue era was in the 50s, where mom stayed home and baked cookies and father knows best, right? Then in the mid-60s, we clicked into the violet age. And violets are the Beatles, the hippies, the peace movement, get out of Vietnam. All that was violet energy. And so at the beginning of the violet age, people didn't understand violets, so they were killing them. John and Robert Kennedy, Abraham Lincoln was a violet, Nelson Mandela. They were killing violets because violets were upsetting them, because violets are truth tellers. But now they're not. Now we're not killing violets. So violet yellows like Spielberg and George Lucas and George Clooney, and there's a lot of violets being heard now, and we're not killing them. But now who's being misunderstood are the indigos, because the indigo age is fairly new. So understanding what's important to indigos and how that's affecting the mass consciousness is important. I mean, look, we went from the blue age where blues are very moral and monogamous and committed, and they only sleep with someone if they love them. Now, that's not true for a blue-yellow, because yellows like sex. We had some blue-yellows on the call today. Or blue-violets, because violets are also very passionate. But going from that modest blue, only sleep with someone if you love them, to a violet, and violets are passionate, and, you know, they want that cosmic connection with their partners, to going with, wait, you're sleeping with someone and you're not married to them, to now, wait, you're getting married to someone and you've never slept together yet. That was one of the shifts with violets. And the global stuff with violets, the internet and global communication and peace on the planet, that's all violet. Now we're shifting into that indigo understanding of who we are, soul to soul. That's a major shift in consciousness that's happening right now. So you see how understanding all these different aura colors is important.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Even at a global level. So cool. I have a couple of questions, and then I want to take one caller. It's an urgent cry for help. So, Melissa, I will find you, and I will unmute you. But before that, we need to just address a couple of questions. What happens, this is from Bridget, we have addressed this, but I think it helps to address it again. What happens if we can't see colors?
Is
you don't have to
helpful?
See them. Absolutely. Matter of fact, I started out intuitively knowing what the colors were before I was, for a year, I knew what they were intuitively before I ever started seeing the colors. Absolutely, you do not ever have to see the aura. There's lots of different ways to get this. The course is so thorough, and I teach you how to identify people, where they're even drawn to live, what their hobbies are, what their how they speak. Like Tans talk about how they think. You're always going to, even if you ask a Tan, you know, how do you feel about this? They'll tell you how they think they feel. Violets talk in visual terms. I see this. I have a dream. I have a vision. They talk in visual terms. Blues talk about how they feel. Everything's about their emotions and their feelings. So it's so thorough with each one of the colors. You're going to be able to identify them. And if you still can't, there's a quiz. There's a free quiz. You'll be able to have somebody take the free quiz.
And it's very accurate.
If you know them. Yeah, if you know them, you'll be able to take the quiz for them because it's like, oh, yeah, they do this. Oh, yeah, they do this. So the free quiz is helpful, but it's so thorough, you're going to be able to know what somebody is.
Beautiful. Thank you. And I want to read a comment from Richard. Richard said, Pam's course feels like a great tool to have in life. Yes, absolutely. And Mary from Santa Barbara said, Pam's workshops are amazing. You will learn how magnificent you truly are. Yes, I totally agree. All right, so Melissa is who I'm going to unmute. She said, can I please find out my aura colors? This could be a lifeline. I'm feeling defeated by life. And she goes on to say more, but I will find her. And you are unmuted now, my dear. Yeah, that's why I'm not doing it, because I know so you don't.
Yeah, I don't want to know too much about
the reading to be fed.
Yeah. I don't want it to be influenced. I want to see what I pick up.
All right, Melissa, my dear, you are unmuted now.
Oh, bless you, aren't. Thank you, Aram.
Bless you, sweetheart. You're so welcome. So your color and your natural hair color.
Okay. Eye color is brown. Natural hair color is black. Melissa.
Melissa, let me just be still with you for a minute, okay? Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. If you've been pushed from side to side to side. Everybody, you're trying to please everyone and trying to, you know, figure out who you are, and they've just discounted you. You know, you don't even understand who you really are, let alone the people around you. And I want to say you've tried so hard. Sweetie, you're a violet with yellow, and you haven't been supported to know that you're a violet. I'm going to be real blunt with you for a second, okay? Sweetie, you actually know things deep inside, and you have never been validated, so now you doubt and question yourself, okay? You are deeply compassionate. You've just gotten so confused and so invalidated and so not supported that you don't trust that anymore. What I'm hearing, and violets don't like hearing this, but I got to tell you, well, this is a violet. You have been on this planet so many times before trying to help, trying to be a good person, trying to figure it out, trying to be of service here, trying to help other people. And you've had so many tough lifetimes. You violets, a lot of times you get to this planet and you go, oh, no, not again. But with that yellow, you came here optimistic. You came here optimistic. You came here trying to figure it out. But the adults around you were not listening. They didn't know who you were. They didn't know what you know. And so then you started doubting it from a young life. So what I'm going to say to you is, sweetie, you do not have to be done here. Because usually pilots, you know, it's like they want this at least to be their last lifetime. Okay. But yeah,
right.
They don't want to hurt anybody. They don't want to hurt anybody by leaving the planet or anything. They want to still be in. Yeah. So you've got compassion. You've stepped. You did come here to make a difference. Just find it. Number one, remember I said violets have to meditate. I know you feel abandoned, sweetie. I know you feel lost and abandoned. But here's the deal. I'm going to be blunt again. The times that we are in right are the exact reason why you came to the planet at this time. You're going to make me cry. Remember I told you blues cry. You see how you got me tuned so deeply to you. You've got me crying. But here's the deal, sweetie. You came at this time. came to help others. Remember I said violets, they can become self-absorbed and it becomes all about them, but that can be in a negative way too, not the arrogant side, but the self-defeated side where you sink into a pit and it's all about you because you guys think you can't make a difference. So what I'm going to say is please listen to your intuition. Please ask your guides and source for help. I feel like if you were to ultimately leave the planet and not do what you came here to do, you're going to get to the other side, first of all, relieved, and second of all, going, oh, no, I came here to help other people, and I got lost, and they didn't get me. But so listen to your intuition, your spirituality. Again, violets and blues and indigos, crystals, lavender, spirituality is key. Listening to your intuition, and for some reason, I keep feeling drawn to tell you to write. But like a journal or write, not all the wah-wah-wah stuff that's hurting you. You can do that at the beginning, but violets want to come up with solutions. You know things, sweetie. You know things. You just haven't been validated this time. So start listening to your soul, to guides that are going to help you, to source. Start writing them down. Here's a big one. Really start looking at the positive things that are going on the planet right now. There's a major shift happening. I know it looks negative, and for violets that can feel overwhelming, but the media is just telling the negative stuff. They're not showing the huge positive shift that's taking place. Just like if you look at an ocean in a storm, how the waves are like up and down and chaotic. But if you go really deep underneath the ocean, it's very still, it's very big, and it's very powerful. So start looking. I mean, that's why courses like this or my Quantum Leap course, or start looking for teachers that are going to show you and mentors that are going to show you, even on your own, because you violets can sometimes feel very alone here. Start looking for answers. Ask for answers and go for the big shift that's happening because, sweetie, we're headed. Please hear this. You came here for a reason at this time. We are headed for a major positive renaissance. There's a major, hold on, sorry, I'm talking too fast again, hold on. There's a positive renaissance ahead, and you came here to help with that. We've got to get you healthy and happy and empowered so that you can at least teach by example. Even if people aren't listening to you, you can be a resource for other people that are lost, but we've got to get you healthy and trusting first. So start studying those things, listening to those things, research the positive things that are happening. Go listen to my radio shows. Go listen to my, read my stuff, read my books. Matter of fact, my book, The Truth According to John, please get that. That's my latest book. It's a fiction book, but it's not really. It's a quick little book. Read that. Read Make Your Dreams Come True. Those are positive books that can help you get there because I'm very optimistic. I'm very positive. So I will be a mentor for you too, just in my books and my courses, okay? You need to have somebody that can show you because you violets need mentors to help you get to where you're there, and then you guys outgrow the mentors. But is any of this making sense to you, sweetie?
Oh, my gosh. Every single word, and I have to be honest, this is the first time in my life where I've ever felt seen and heard, validated.
Oh, yeah.
And when you just talked about where we are going, ever since I was a little tiny girl, I've had this vision of the earth and humanity, and it's so different than what it was when I got here. And I just decided I'm never going to let go of that vision. I'm going to hold that vision. And that's what scared me recently because I felt like I'm not making that purpose. I'm not fulfilling my mission. I'm not doing that. And I'm in such a dire straits and survival mode. I just feel like I'm not going to make it through this winter. And that same feeling of I'm going to get on the other side and go, oh, crap, I didn't get it done.
All right, but what? Watch, I'm going to tell you why you're feeling what you're feeling, okay? Because the violets are very psychic, so they tune in, and a lot of times what's going on with you is you're picking up what's happening to the masses. You violets are very intuitive and psychic, so you pick up the global consciousness. And yellows are very sensitive, so what's happening is you're feeling the old dying off, which is why so many people feel like they're dying. okay? But what's dying off is the old. That's why I said you came at this time for this specific transition. Remember I told you violets get accused of being unrealistic dreamers? Okay?
Oh, yeah.
But you're not dreaming. I've been already told we're headed in a very positive way. We're going to be living as souls on this planet, not as slaves. Not as, so what
yeah.
you're feeling, the depression, the helplessness, is the masses right now. Now watch, I'm going to show you how you're going to make a difference. Violets can teach by example. The more you get that consciousness going, sweetie, we're all connected. As you step into that consciousness that you knew from a young child, because you violets have known this since kids, okay? You knew when you got here. When you start shifting into that consciousness and hold on to it and feed it and believe in it, you are affecting everyone on the planet. Even if you're just by yourself, we're all going to pick up on what you're doing. Everybody's going to pick up on it. Whether you can feel it or not, I guarantee you we're all connected. It will make a difference. Mm-hmm. The more you shift, the more you're adding to that shift on the planet. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It makes total sense, and it brings this peace to my heart, because that desire to make a difference in the world, you know, like as a kid, it was like, oh, there's something big that I, you know, and the same thing, always a dreamer and shut down and blah, 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 all of that. But I just never gave up on that belief that, and it is, it's soul to soul. That's what I saw. That was my vision.
Yeah,
people were connected and loving and supportive, and there wasn't any of this, you know, me, and take, and all of the things and the greed. That wasn't there. It was just beautiful.
Right.
There was everything for everyone. It was just
that's
lovely.
Where we're headed. Okay. By the way, you pilots put yourself through this kind of trauma and pain so that you understand how people are feeling, because then you end up being the champions and the therapists and the coaches and the inspirational people to show those people who are getting lost in what. Do you see how many people are scared and lost and afraid out there? That's why you see all the anger showing up. When people get that scared, some people cope with it through anger. But you get to be a way shower. You get to hold the energy. And the people that are feeling drawn to you will be drawn to you for help, okay? Because they feel your compassion and your authenticity and your sincerity. They will turn to you, whether you know it, whether you see them physically, or they talk to you in the ethers. Okay, we're very telepathic beings. They can turn to you for help because they feel like you're coming up with answers. So don't feel like you have to see people all the time. That's why I felt a shift that I needed to stop doing one-on-ones, and I had to go to the level of consciousness, the ethers, to get out there so that people could feel that energy. So do you understand? Don't doubt it. You've got to be a champion for all those lost souls out there that are scared and lost. Okay.
Oh,
yeah. They will.
Thank you. That was huge. That was huge, Pam, because that's how I, that's it. Because I just want to connect to those people and support them and help them. And the fact that, because I live more in that ether consciousness.
Beautiful.
Kind of,
yes.
But to realize I can make
and
an effect there.
I want to point something out to you, Melissa, that you broke, you said that you have never been seen, but you broke that today, right? You wrote and you, I saw you, and I'm another violet yellow, so I picked up on you, and you were seen, and then Pam saw you, right? So you showing up, you simply showing up is going to pull your tribe to you. Believe me, I've done that. So thank you so much love and a huge hug for you.
Oh,
and Erin,
go ahead.
Melissa, write it down. When you get insights, write it down. Yellows need things to be physical, and violets need to see it. So when you get an insight, write it down. Otherwise, it could drift away, and then you could start doubting it again. Write it down. That's one step closer to bringing it into physical reality.
I have to say one other thing to you that I am going to write it down, and
really
I just want to say how important and bless your heart, because I never dreamed I was a yellow. My son was a yellow, but now I see the connection between us and what I see it all because of this, because of what you shared today and what you just shared with me. And I'm just so grateful, and I feel different. Good.
Melissa, you've added a lot of blue in your aura. You thought you were supposed to be a blue and a tan. That's why you feel so broken, because that's not going to work for you. And that's why your son came to you as a yellow, to remind you to be yellow.
Yes. Okay, oh, I see that now. I see that. I see it, and I feel it even. That's why I thought I was a blue, because I'm so sensitive and such a big feeler. But I get the yellow, everything about it. We were like so connected through that yellow. He was a yellow indigo, and I'm a violet yellow, right? Okay.
Yep.
Oh,
She said, "I can." Do you see how she said, "I can see that now"? See how Violet's talking visual terms?
Yeah.
And then she shifted over to and I feel it. I feel it. That's how blues talk. I feel.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Much love to you, dearest Melissa. Lots of love. And
thank you. Bless you.
You know, bless you as well, my dear. Lots of love. This goes to show, by the way, I have seen this too, and perhaps I just realized this, that I have seen this, that I see it so often, Pam. For me also, one of my biggest pain points and then one of my biggest healing points was to be seen. It is so important for me to be seen for who I am, right? And in my practice and the people that I work with, that is one of the biggest gifts that I can give to someone else, is to really see them for who they are. Such healing takes place instantaneously. When somebody realizes that they are being seen for who they are and the other person is not labeling them as wrong or broken or they need to change or they need to be like this or they need to be like that. And your course is such a huge gift, you know, in that regard, that if we can really learn the beauty that each person holds in the differences that we have and how beautiful they are, and how beautiful each person really is with the gifts that they bring to the planet. And let them be seen for who they are. Let them be accepted and loved for who they are. That is a huge gift. And if you take this course, you learn it, you take the certification, you can simply be making YouTube videos talking about these things and getting the message out there. And somebody who picks up on one of those, and let's say they're a violet, yellow, or a blue or something, like, you know, some other color, and you're describing it, and suddenly they say, oh my God, this person is describing me. You know, what a huge gift you can be to those people. And then you can help them, you can coach them, you can, you know, whichever practice you have, whatever work that you do, this needs to be an integral part of that work, because it is hugely helpful and healing. It is very, very healing. So I'm so touched. What a beautiful, amazing, emotional call. I love emotional stuff. I love being vulnerable and open like that. It was so, of course, with you, Pam, I'm not surprised. You've got such a huge heart, sweetheart. You are such a loving, beautiful, wise soul. So thank you so much. It was such an honor to share this space with you today.
Thank you, and I really appreciate you allowing me to do this and for us to be able to talk on this level. I really appreciate it, you know, that you're being a violet, getting the word out there. You're helping the consciousness to expand and shift and see life from a different perspective, which to me is much more amazing and powerful and optimistic and fun. You know, we yellows are supposed to be having fun here, you know?
Mm-hmm. And this was amazing. This is, you know, deep, deep conversations are fun for me, by the way. Just really heartfelt, deep, authentic conversations like what we had today. That's where I have fun. So thank you so much again, guys. Do not miss this amazing opportunity. You still have an additional $100 off of an already discounted course, which is truly life-changing. Even if you just use it for yourself, it can change your life. Orderjoy2020.com/aura22. Pam, thank you so much. And I want to thank our listeners as well. You guys are absolutely amazing and beautiful. Thank you so much for being a part of this wonderful community. Thank you for allowing us to serve you. Remember, a lot of times to make a difference in the world, you don't have to go out there and do something big. If you can simply embody you, you will affect all of us. And sometimes that's all that's required. So thank you for being you, all of you. Lots of love, and to you, my dear Pam. Take care. And bye-bye.
Thank you, sweetheart. Bye-bye.